This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Welcome to the Heinz Reads podcasts here. You'll find them at WCCLradio.com. I hope you'll find them for a long time to come. One of my favorite things to do is to chat with authors. And as I was leaving my full-time position at WCCL Radio, there were many, many questions about, will I still do author interviews? Where would they find author interviews? Because I happen to be one of those radio hosts who enjoys reading the entire book before I talk to the author. And one of the first ones, and a man who's been a good friend now, I think, for some 15 years, I wanted him to be the guy who starts the author interviews here at Heinz Reads at WCCLradio.com/podcasts. And that man is Brian Freeman. Brian Freeman has written, I don't know how many Jonathan Stride novels based in Duluth. There's Cab Bolton, who originated in Florida. There is Spilled Blood, a standalone. There's this great new series that involves Frost Easton, which is in itself a great story, Frost Easton. But the latest one, the best one, the newest one, I call it the best one because it is the newest one, is The Crooked Street. It is a Frost Easton novel set in San Francisco. And Brian Freeman kicks off the inaugural podcast here at WCCLradio.com/Heinz Reads or podcasts or however this is being listed. Brian, thank you for your time here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I am honored to be kicking off your podcast series with you, and it is great to hear that radio voice of yours again.
Here's the thing. This is one of the few times that you and I have ever spoken via the telephone, because most often you would come into the studio when I was regularly on the air full-time at WCCO, so this is a little unusual, but I'm glad to have the chance to do this. You have written another fantastic story. What those of us who like the genre would call a page turner, and it really is. We'll get to the last page here before we're all done. But that being said, let me give people a little bit about your background, because how many Stride novels have there been set in Duluth?
Yeah, I think there have been either 10 or 11 Stride stories set in Duluth. It kind of depends on how you count, because I've got a novella and a short story thrown in there as well. But there's a lot of Jonathan Stride and a lot of cold weather in those stories.
Well, I love when you say, I think it may have been, which means that, you know, you just enjoy doing it, I'm guessing. It really seems, as I read, that you enjoy the writing. You enjoy the experience. You enjoy taking us around the streets, whether it's Duluth or Proctor or San Francisco or places in Florida or places in Wisconsin. I think you enjoy taking us around on the journey, don't you?
I do. You know, one of the things I really love is giving readers a you are there feel when it comes to settings. I want them to feel as if they've been dropped down into every chapter like invisible observers, and they can hear and see and smell and touch and feel everything that's going on around them. So, I mean, I think that that sense of place is so important to a thriller.
Well, let's tell people a little bit about the latest one. It's called The Crooked Street. And if anybody Googled Crooked Street, the first thing that would come up, if you didn't put in novel by Brian Freeman or whatever, the first thing that would come up would probably be Lombard Street in San Francisco, which I think has been referred to as the world's most crooked street, right?
That is right. They like to advertise that the crookedest street in the world is Lombard.
Yeah. But in this book, The Crooked Street, it's got at least a double, if not a triple, maybe even a quadruple meaning when you say Lombard here because of the characters that are all a part of this.
Yes, that's right. You know, Frost Easton, my San Francisco hero, he gets pulled into a mysterious investigation when a sort of old ex-friend shows up at his doorstep, and the only thing he's able to say as he's dying is the word Lombard. And of course, to San Franciscans, Lombard is the crooked street. But there seems to be something a lot more behind this. And suddenly, Frost finds himself on the streets of San Francisco, trying to figure out why the word Lombard seems to cause such fear and anxiety among the people he talks to in San Francisco.
And if people have not read The Voice Inside or The Nightbird, take them through a little bit about who Frost Easton is and how he lives, which in itself is a fantastic story, Brian.
Yeah, I love Frost and his living situation. This is the third in the Frost Easton series, and you know you can really dive into the Crooked Street without having read the other two books. But I always think it's fun to be able to start at the beginning, particularly when you're early on in a series. We first met Frost in The Nightbird, which was a huge bestseller. We had such a great run with The Nightbird. I was so thrilled with that. But Frost is kind of a unique police detective. He's really kind of a loner and an outsider. He hangs out more on the streets than he does inside the precinct, and he has the unusual distinction of living in one of San Francisco's richest neighborhoods in this really interesting old house. But he doesn't actually own the house. He actually rents it from his cat. His cat is called Shaq. And, I just love the idea of the cop and the cat. And Shaq actually was owned, depending on whether you're how you feel about cat owners and that. There was this old woman who lived in this house who was murdered, and when the police came to investigate, her loyal cat would not let them anywhere near the body. And Frost was the one that sat down and talked to the cat, and eventually the cat wandered off the body and wandered up on his shoulder. And after that point, they were sort of inseparable, and Frost discovered quite to his surprise that the woman's will was set up in such a way that whoever adopted Shaq got a chance to live in her house for the rest of Shaq's life for the grand San Francisco lease of $1 a year. And yeah. So that's how Frost ended up renting from his cat.
All right, I'll share the short story, the short story of where the name Frost Easton came from.
Yeah, Frost has Minnesota roots that people might not realize. A few years ago, Marcia and I were doing some library events down in southwestern Minnesota, and we were driving along I-90, and if you're driving along 90, you will pass a highway sign down there in southwestern Minnesota, where the town of Frost is in one direction and the town of Easton is in the other direction. And I looked at that sign and I said to Marcia, "Ooh, Frost Easton, now that's a great name. I'm going to have to use that one."
Let me tell people, too, about Marcia, because Marcia has been your collaborator, your comrade. She is the first person to always read your books. I feel like I'm somewhat farther down the list, and that's understandable. But that being said, if you go to facebook.com/theauthorswife, you will find the messages that come from Marcia, and she keeps people posted as to what's going on. Okay, so this story is great because it involves his brother Dwayne, and it involves it's very difficult to tell who is and isn't. I mean, you're very good at what I would call, is it safe to say this, throwing out some red herrings about people who appear to be guilty, but they're not, Brian Freeman.
You never really know who to trust in my books. That's true.
And as you go through this, whether it is this detective that was a fellow detective of Frost Easton's, or the captain in the precinct, or the captain's associate, I mean, all of these people look like they have the potential to be dirty. Is that done purposefully?
Sure. I like to have a little fun with the reader. And, you know, one of the things about my books is that you may think that there are red herrings, but typically everything plays into the climax one way or another. And what you never know is exactly how do all the threads tie up at the end. So I want readers to understand there's something strange and mysterious about everyone that comes up, and they're all kind of tied into what's happening. But you never quite know how the threads fit together until you get to that very last chapter.
You are listening to a podcast here at Heinz Reads. In this first podcast, the inaugural, is with Brian Freeman. We're talking about his latest novel that was just released at the end of January. It's called The Crooked Street, set in San Francisco. It's a Frost Easton novel, and it is compelling. As I mentioned at the beginning, it is a page-turner. And then, Brian Freeman, I get to the part, I'm talking about you like you're in the third person, like you're not even here. And then, Brian, it's like I get to the part. Let me see if I have this right. I got to go back and double check, because I don't like to do, even though I've read the book, I don't like to do the interview without the book in front of me. Yep. Nope. I'm correct. It was the very last graph and a half on the very last page. And there's a surprise there. And it's like, come on. Come on. And you know, because you know, when you get to this point, for dear readers, when you get to this point, you know this is not going to end well. I mean, there's going...
For someone,
but yeah, going forward, it's like... Come on, you know, there's a great...
Well, as the great Yogi Berra would say, it ain't over till it's over.
Yeah. Or when you come to the fork in the road, take it, because that's the other part of it. But I was talking with my girlfriend who read the book before I did. I had to hold off on reading it because I didn't want to read it when I was first gifted a copy of this, the uncorrected proof. I didn't want to read it then because that was a couple of months ago. And I wanted it to be fresh in my brain, so I finished it just a couple of days before this interview, before this podcast conversation. But the crimes, as they pile up, this is not quite like Duluth. I don't think as many people were killed in this book, except that there is a serial going on. I would say it's safe to call refer to the individual as a serial killer, isn't it?
Well, not in the classic way, I would say.
No, not as someone who works mindlessly or aimlessly, but someone...
Yeah, he's kind of more of I think he's more of a criminal mastermind. One of the things I wanted to have some fun with in this book is I've wanted for a while now to take one of my heroes, whether it was Frost or Jonathan Stride up in Duluth or Cab Bolton, and sort of pit them against sort of a Moriarty style criminal and have a little fun with that sort of Sherlock Holmes trope from the old days. And so I thought that this idea of Lombard kind of fit into that beautifully. And so in a lot of ways, Lombard becomes Frost's Moriarty, and trying to figure out how to take him down is one of Frost's most dangerous challenges.
I would invite readers to, when they get to The Crooked Street by Brian Freeman, I would invite them to open Google Maps And when every time a street is mentioned, whether it's when, well, I'll just say someone's identity, or whether it is an address in the story, Google it. And you could just see how Frost Easton and the police and everybody move around San Francisco, because you're very true to that, the same way that you are in Duluth with Jonathan Stride.
Yeah, that's one of the fun things, is I like to use all real places in my stories. And I do have a lot of readers that do exactly that. They use Google Earth and go out and kind of track the stories street by street. And, you know, for folks that know San Francisco and know, you know, Duluth and places like that, it gives them that little extra thrill of being able to say, oh, I know exactly where that is. And, of course, for me, I go to these places and I'm driving, you know, all around the cities, and I'm looking, going, yep, killed someone there.
Yeah. Well, that's it's much easier to do in Duluth. Brian, so tell me before we wrap up here, I know there will be another Frost Easton book, because there has to be, because of that last page that I mentioned. There absolutely has to be, and it's got to be sooner than later. But now, when are you going back to Duluth? I mean, this interview for the podcast was done as we go into one of the coldest stretches of the year where you and I both live in Minnesota. And so by my accounting, you should be in Duluth right now, because this is where you go when the coldest stretches of the year occur, and you write another Jonathan Stride novel in the during this coldest period. I don't understand even today how you were able to write Marathon, set in the middle of summer, but that's neither here nor there. So anyway, I have to ask, what's coming next?
Yeah, I've got a lot coming up. I've got a really interesting project, an all-new project coming out later in the spring, probably somewhere around May. I actually have an Audible original coming out. It's an audiobook exclusive, and it's called The Deep, Deep Snow. And it's one of my favorite books of all time. It involves it has female first-person narration. Audible just loves the book, and it's set in sort of a fictional small town in the upper Midwest, and it kind of follows this young police deputy through a case that takes up 10 years of her life, and it's a wonderful story. I just love it. And as that's coming out in the spring, I am working right now on a standalone thriller set in Minnesota, and outstate Minnesotans will appreciate the fact that the title of the book is Thief River Falls.
Ah, yeah.
So that'll be coming out in probably around this time next year, and then this summer I will be back in Stride country up in Duluth. I'll be writing the next Jonathan Stride novel this summer, and that one will be called Funeral for a Friend.
Well, here, you and I will... Oh, I wonder if you finally killed the person I've been asking you to kill. That's
I'll never I know, but we both know who that is.
Oh, yeah, that's why I didn't spill it. Yes, but okay.
I will tell you, you're right.
All right, so here's the deal. You and I will talk again. When I heard you mention the Audible book, I thought, well, he didn't ask me to read it, but that's because it's first person female. So I expect you'll eventually, when you have an Audible, you'll say, you know, we should really get John Hines to record that. But that's neither.
Oh, there we go.
All right. So anyway, I enjoy so much, and I enjoy this podcast format, because we don't have, oh gosh, we're running off the clock, we've got to go. And we can talk at length about the latest book, The Crooked Street. We could talk about the Audible book coming out, and Thief River Falls. And obviously you spent some time there, right? Or you wouldn't have written the book, or wouldn't be working on it.
Yeah, and I'm using it as kind of the sort of the symbolic center of what I'm trying to do in this thriller. It's a really interesting, unusual thriller. I'm really thrilled with how it's coming together.
Okay, well, I've always thought this, after being in Thief River Falls for several days, that, you know, it's one of those places where if you look west, it's so flat that you can see the back of your head. So, hey, Brian Freeman, good success with, and everybody listening, you will enjoy The Crooked Street, and feel free to message me or feel free to message Brian. He's very easy to contact at bfreemanbooks.com. He loves the feedback. He would love to be invited to your book club gathering, whatever. So, and also check out facebook.com/theauthorswife. More there. So, Brian, we'll chat again very soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, John.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.